The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of November, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, any of our listeners out there got any Apple stock? Yeah, well, you might want to listen to this. Remember, we were telling you about the iPhone XR. It wasn't doing so well. They're going to cut production. Hey, yeah, it's kind of looking that way for all their phones now. According to Reuters, Apple has cut production on all three of their new handsets. Why would they be doing this? Well, it's because of lower than expected demand for the new iPhones. I think it's probably more to do with the price, don't you? Now, as we were saying, this all kind of started with the iPhone XR. When Apple started cutting its production plan up to a third, that's about 70 million units. Well, apparently this trickle effect has went down to the new models, the iPhone X, S, and the iPhone XS Max. Now, of course, these are just reports coming out right now. Apple hasn't said anything official, and I'm pretty sure they won't. Premium, one we don't really think about a lot. It's usually just Spotify or Apple Music. But if you're a premium subscriber and have an Amazon Echo, you're going to be happy today. You can now stream your music through your Echo devices. Also, third-party Alexa speakers that support the service. Users now will be able to stream their songs, full albums, playlists, all from Pandora's on-demand service to your Echo. As you may remember, you could only stream music from Pandora's online radio service before. But now everything has been opened up. And I don't know what took them so long, they pretty much had to. You know, when you got the likes of Spotify, Deezer, and of course, just recently Tidal, which gosh knows they ain't got no money in the bank. They're all doing it. Pandora said, yeah, it's time to join the club. Staying with your Alexa news, wouldn't it be nice to have a phone conversation through there? Like, say, I don't know, Skype? Well, that's coming today, too. Yes, Skype's calling service now is available on Amazon's Alexa-enabled devices, meaning, yes, Amazon Echoes, and, of course, anything that supports Amazon Alexa. Now, if you've got hardware, say, like the Echo Show, that's also going to include video calling support for Skype, which is pretty cool. You also have the ability to, if you've got Skype out, you can also call those mobile and landline numbers as well, and doing so will be damn simple. All you're gonna have to do is say, hey, call who and who on Skype, and she'll do it. Yep, those Echo devices just keep getting more friendly every day. Meanwhile, over on the HomePod side, yeah. What if they're gonna start cutting production of those things too? And finally, I know we've been kind of bad-mouthing Apple today, so we're going to leave you with something good and positive for Apple for all of our iOS users. And all it has to do with typing out a message and sending it to somebody and editing, sometimes it can get kind of frustrating. Especially when you got to sit there with your finger or your thumb, move that little thing back and forth, oh, and I need to edit that word, oh, now that went down one paragraph. It's a pain. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, guess what? There's a whole thing moving around on the interwebs right now about a little trick, or shall we say hack, that you can do. And it's always just been there at the bottom of your screen. It's called your space bar. Or since it's a virtual keyboard, your virtual space bar. Yeah, that's right. No more dragging your thumb and clumsy finger across your touch screen, trying to get that cursor just in the right place. Nope, it's all in the space bar. So how do you do this? Well, step one, hold down the space bar button. Yeah, that's right. Just hold down your finger on the space bar button and leave it there. After that, take your finger and move it. You've scrolled the whole message and you didn't have to delete a damn thing. Hopefully that will make your Tuesday more productive for you. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for all of our podcast, blog, and reviews. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And follow what we're up to by joining our BTN community. You can find it over at our Slack room. We'd love to have you come join us, britishtech.slack.com. Now, the news show. We will have a Wednesday edition. Yes, we will be back tomorrow. It's going to be late, boys and girls, but I'm going to get you an edition now because it's a short week for the news show. With the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday coming up, we won't be here Thursday or Friday this week, but I will get you a show out tomorrow, I promise. And I will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.